Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
Ion drive systems power up sequence. Radiation shields will close 2 minutes before primary drive pulses begin. Please prepare for acceleration in 5 minutes.
What's up, Star fam? Thanks for tuning in. You are receiving a live transmission from Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in on Friday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern to hear the colors and see the music. I am your host, Jonah Bolt. Today is Friday, February 24th, 2012. And that was a sample from DJ producer Cosmonique, who we'll be having an interview with in a few minutes. And that was his track, At First There Was Nothing, off the album Then I Woke Up on This Satellite. The universe has more to offer. Amen to that. And joining us on the show tonight, we have an amazing lineup. I am very excited. Not only that, but we have some amazing breaking news, galactic breaking news. But first joining us, we're going to get DJ producer Cosmonique on the show. Then we're going to jump into some 3D updates with Ryan Dernick, who is the writer for GCN and owner of Bellwether Post. And then we're going to talk to Dr. Richard Allen Miller, who will be joining us monthly. He's a teacher at Harvard, writer for Nexus Magazine. He was military intelligence, physicist, and writer. Check out richardallenmiller.com. And then we're going to have our special guest interview on the second half of the show, Alan Steinfeld, Power of Perception, Creating New Realities. New Realities is New York's portal for conscious and holistic activities. NewRealities.com. And don't forget, Starseed Energy Radio is brought to you in part by the Domenico Village. The Domenico Village is an exclusive community for people with an environmental consciousness and self-sustaining spirit. Check out the domain ecovillage.com. That's D-O-M-A-I-N, ecovillage.com. And also real quick, just a shout out to all the Star Fam out there, the Galactic Federation of Light, all multiple dimensional beings. Shout out to all the listeners, all the support out there. It's been an amazing week. We got some really good stuff to talk about on the show tonight. But first, thanks all the countries out there. We're now over 65 countries and we're over 2,000 hits on last week's YouTube video, and the numbers have just been going through the roof, and it's because of everyone awakening out there. It's really happening, and the news tonight is going to show you just how it's happening, so hold on. And also, before we get started, just also a shout-out to my friends and family in South Florida, and had some good conversation with some people this week, and it's always amazing to get calls from people that are finally waking up and finally getting it, and that's what's happening. So a shout out to all the friends and family out in South Florida. Light and love, you guys need it down there. It's a very dense and dark place, and so sending light and love to you guys, and hope you guys can make it up here and get a brush of fresh North Carolina mountain air soon, sometime. And let's jump into it. First, we have DJ and producer joining us on the show, DJ Cosmonique. Thanks for coming on. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. So first, I've been a big fan of yours for a while now, and that's why I'm so excited to have you on the show. And I just love your music, your tracks, the lyrics. They all ring truth when I hear it. So first, I just want to ask you about, you know, where do you get the content from, the creativity, and how does it materialize for you into your amazing work, your music that you're doing?
Well, Cosmonique gives me an opportunity to tap into some things I wouldn't normally get to do as a house DJ, which I've been doing for 20 years, and it definitely gives me a chance to pull on some influences like Sun Ra, where the lyrics come from, gives me a chance to pull in, like, I really love anime and some of the visions of the future that come through that. So I got to combine a lot of these different loves and express a lot of that, and get to tell them a little bit of my own story through these different lenses that I see things through. So that's where it all kind of started, at least.
Yeah, I feel that when I hear your tracks and your music, and it's the energy behind it. You can really feel it. It resonates. I have a lot of friends that turned on to it. Now the lyrics particularly, and we talk about truth, a lot of our truths, you know, enlightened beings, spiritual beings, is very powerful stuff. Do you see yourself in, like, the future with upcoming albums and more LPs and stuff like that with the same similar type of truths? Are you going to keep that momentum going with that?
Yeah, definitely. It's a continuation of the same story. And there are at least two pieces I'm already working on. I'm working on an EP, which I don't know if everybody has heard or has read the story that goes behind their first album. But at the end of the first album, basically Cosmonique is left pretty much dying. And the next EP is kind of the psychology of accepting that fact that he's floating in space. No one's coming to get him. And, you know, he's literally got as much life left as he can get oxygen out of his tank. So then the following album is actually a really cool piece that I'm beginning to work on and do some writing for. And that's after he's reawakened. The big thing about that, though, is it's not just an album that's flat as it is, it's an interactive piece that requires at least four people to run it to bring it to its fullest life. So they get to experience and be part of the story of coming back to life and accepting what's happened previously and how you're going to move forward with this new set of knowledge that's probably shaking everything that you know to the core. So it's definitely, it's still about being awake and aware, yes.
Absolutely, that's what's up, and your message that you bring is very powerful, and not just that, but also just the way you come across with doing it. You've sort of taken on this character and figure and sort of channeled your intuition, your creativity through this character, and that's just amazing. And also, I saw your virtual turntable setup, your touchscreen controllers. Tell the listeners a little bit about that, because that's some amazing stuff you put together.
Well, like I said, I've been DJing for 20 years now, and about 5 or 6 years ago, I I hung on to vinyl until then. I moved to CDs for about a year and a half and then decided that I really wanted to bring my production and my DJing live a lot closer to each other. And there was nothing really out there that met my needs as to what I wanted from a soundboard and things like that. So I actually did a lot of research and waited a couple of years and wound up buying the Lemurs, which is the touchscreens you talk about. And I'm a nerdy guy. I program computers all day long. And learning to get those things going was one of the most difficult things I've ever done, but also one of the most rewarding, because I literally have the soundboard that I want that reacts the way that I want. And it's hooking to Ableton Live. I'm DJing with Ableton Live, the same thing I'm doing my production with these days.
Excellent. And you can check out more of your tracks and some more stuff about you at cosmonique.com. That's K-O-S-M-O-N-I-Q. And also thetribeofmagic.com. And DJ producer Cosmonique, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Talk to you soon. Take care. Have a good night. With that, we're going to jump into the breaking news that we were talking about. And this is something that I've been following, a lot of us have been following for a while. And the name of it is Nesara, N-E-S-A-R-A. Check it out if you don't know what it is. Now, about a week ago, a video popped up. And I've seen this video, or similar video about 8 months ago. This is from Lord James of Blackheath. And this new video, he went to Parliament and basically exposes a $15 trillion UK fraud that was $5 trillion in each transaction, added up to $15 trillion, three different transactions, and he goes in front of Parliament and exposes it, and it's just amazing proof that he has. Now, why is this so important? It's important because, as we know, the current system that we have has to change, has to come down in order for new systems to come about, and we've been talking about this for a while, the financial collapse, things like that. And it's happening. And because of this, something else has happened this week, which is more of the breaking news, which is not just major governments being exposed of taking people's money and transfer money and stealing people's money, but also as a result of this, within the last week, we've had over 60 resignations from different bankers and different CEOs of different world banks from around the world. And this is amazing breaking news. Just to give you some of the people and some of the things that have come up, this is just within the last week. You have on 215 Silvio Berlusconi, a trial where they gave him a 5-year term. Swiss National Bank chairman resigns. Council president to leave central bank. Senior bankers caught up in film and investment tax probes. RBS and Jeffrey's staff held as tax evasion. Hedge fund boss whose explosive emails finally caught up with them. He stepped down. Tory hedge fund donor fined $80 million. And Belgium, also one of their head CEOs, resigns. Now, why is this so important? Because within the last week, we've had over 60 resignations of CEOs of world banks from around the world. What this means, StarFam, and all the support out there, is that we're winning. The tides are turning. Things are changing. Because 60 CEOs of world banks would not be resigning if things were not changing or something like Nesara isn't happening. This just doesn't happen. And just to give you another taste, and I'm going to read these names out because I want the listeners, the world, the universe to hear that we are winning, the 99%, and this is proof of it. February 15th, World Bank CEO resigns. February 15th, Bank CFO of Australia resigns. Nicaragua Central Bank President resigns. Credit Suisse Chef Joseph resigns. German President resigns. Royal Bank of Scotland CEO Stephen Williams resigns. Kuwait Central Bank CEO resigns. Nova Bank CEO resigns. Bank of India CEO resigns. Thailand Mercantile Bank CEO resigns. Goldman Sachs CEO blanket asked to resign. He says no, but guess what? He'll be resigning soon. Romanian Prime Minister and Cabinet resigns. German President and the Financial Cabinet steps down, resigns. Resignations from the World Banks. Switzerland Bank Chief resigns. China resigns China's Bank. India B District Bank resigns. Japan, UBS's Japan Investment Banking Chairman resigns. Iran's Bank CEO resigns. United Kingdom Senior private banker resigns. France, investment banker chief steps down. United Kingdom, chief executive of the private bank steps down. Switzerland, the central bank chief resigns. United Kingdom, the head of wholesale banking quits. Spain, Spanish bank, American's chief quits. Japan, head of wholesale banking quits. New Zealand Reserve Bank and governor steps down. Greece, top negotiator quits Greece. India, bank CEO steps down. Iran denies central bank resignation, but don't believe it. It's only a rumor. They're stepping down. The Vatican, four priests charged in Vatican banking scandal step down. India, bank CEO resigns. Kuwait, bank CEO resigns. I mean, the list goes on and on. Slovenia, TWO, largest bank, two CEOs resign. Kenya, Guyana, Saudi Arabia, Australia, USA, Pakistan, Russia, Switzerland, Korea. It's amazing. I hope everyone out there is feeling the energy from this because the tides are turning. The beginning is starting right now. These next few weeks and next few months are going to be amazing. And these are the signs that the tides are turning. Now, I have some more updates. I'm just going to go over really quickly. Then we're going to jump to Ryan and get some more 3D updates. First, we're going to go into hundreds of thousands rally in Portugal against austerity measures. We've been talking about this, the draconian austerity measures. I mean, talk about reptilians from Draco. It's obvious who put these things in place. They go back. I did a whole report on it earlier in the year, the draconian austerity measures. So hundreds of thousands of people, almost half a million people were protesting. Also in Athens. Now, these are also sparked by the Occupy movement, which is still very up and alive. It's not in mainstream media. Obviously, we've been talking about it. But these things are happening very fast all around the world with the Occupy movement in over 80 countries. Also, in active protests, thousands take to the streets across Europe. We have more coordinated protests in Europe. Obama made a big comment this week in some other news saying the middle class taxes will go up, and it's that simple. At the end of February this month, in a few days, taxes will be raised $160 million for the working American. 160 million working Americans, taxes go up. Not cool, which is why Nazara and other programs like that are coming into place, because the taxes and everything else is enslaving the human population, and that stuff is over. There's abundance for everyone on the planet. It's time to spread the wealth. Next, genetically engineered genetic drugs to be unleashed without mandatory testing. What else is new? The FDA, these people that are in the power are also lobbyists for a lot of these companies. It's obvious what's going on. Check out that article. I'll post it up on my Twitter feed. Fox Business Network is dropping three of their primetime shows. Now, usually don't go into too much of the media, but Fox has some good people on there. Judge Napolitano, I've been watching for a while, speaks truth. They just canceled his show, a couple other ones. They don't want truth getting out there. And this is more proof that the tides are turning, Star Fam. It's on. Also, feds label bulk buying food a potential terrorist activity. Go figure that one out. They don't want people buying bulk food. Why? Because there's changes coming. Hold on. And this one last cool article, which is holy basil is a clinical proven antioxidant, cancer fighter, neuropath healer, and also antimicrobial. And basically what the article goes on to say is that it's not just a healing agent and it re-energizes the body with antioxidants, but it is also one of the best things you can use for skincare, treatment for acne. I mean, it's got a wealth of things. And why I bring this up, it's important because the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom, all these things that are here in the planet are here to help us, help awaken us, heal us, make us better, all different reasons. There's nothing on the planet that just is. These things are here for us to take part in, to connect with, and these things are out there to really help heal the body. We're being chemically poisoned from all different places, which is also why the Zara and other things like that, disclosure, are coming into play. And with that, we are going to jump with Ryan Dernick, who's a writer for the GCN Network and also owner and writer for his own BellwetherPost.com. We love having you on the show. Ryan, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, John?
Doing great, doing great. So let's jump into it. I know you got some really good updates. Let's jump into some Earth changes. What's going on with the planet?
Planetary-wise, the latest Earth changes going on. There has been a slew of 5.0s anywhere from Northern Mariana Islands, which is in near Indonesia. Molucca Sea had a 5.2. There were several 5.1s in Philippines. Northern Colombia had a 5.3. And the Bering Strait between Alaska and Russia had a 5.1. and Vanuatu, there was a 5.1, and then about a week ago, there was actually a 6.0 off of Oregon on the 14th. Mm-hmm. It was a 7.5-mile depth, and as we noted a while back, there's been a lot of volcanic activity off the coast of Vancouver all the way down to off the coast of Southern California at the sea level, or at the sea floor, I should say. And so that's cause for alarm. There's been a lot of hydrothermal venting and new volcanic fields that have been going on at the seafloor there. So that's only a precursor of things to come. But other than that, solar terrestrial update, there was a large, a massive filament eruption of earlier today, and the solar terrestrial port from SOHO actually has a forecast saying that there may be a large geo-effective eruption headed toward Earth over the next 2 to 3 days. The very long filament in the northeast quadrant was in between a large coronal hole, and this coronal hole will promulgate and spread the electromagnetic disturbance, and it could cause anything from simple communication disruption in cell phones and computers to possibly something larger, but it's remained to be seen. And also there's been correlations between a large solar flares and subsequent earth changes in regards to volcanic eruptions. And in Japan last week, Sakajima, a volcano near Osaka in Japan, had another fantastic eruption. And you can check that out on YouTube. They have some pretty good information on that eruption. It was pretty intense. And they're noting swelling on the other side of the dome, so there could be another fissure. And there was also an earthquake swarm in Hawaii this week, the last 2 days, and that is cause for concern. It's a possibility that there could be a volcanic eruption again. This is just a potential eruption. There was an eruption that happened, if you remember, on the Big Island, February of 2011. So this could be another follow-up eruption in that area.
Yeah, I've actually seen some of those YouTube videos. The footage is amazing, and as we've been talking about, these things are going to keep increasing. Mother Earth is birthing this year, and it's going to continue. And it doesn't hurt to be prepared. You know, people talk about, like, don't spread fear. It's not about spreading fear, but if a solar flare hits and the power goes out, love, light, and meditation is not going to, you know, meditate you antibiotics or food or water or something like that. So you have to still be prepared, and because these things are happening and they're changing. Now, I know you also did a really good article on Monsanto. We've been trying to educate people on that. Go into your article on Monsanto, how it destroys the DEA, and really educate the people on how bad this stuff is.
Yeah, definitely. The Monsanto's they've been noted that the BT corn, there's a biotoxin within the corn. It's actually killing cattle in Mexico. And also that the BT cotton, the toxic cotton, is actually killing sheep and goats in India. Now, the food cannot be digested, is what they're finding out, and it's causing a bloated effect. And what they've actually centralized it to is that it's insecticidal corn and cotton, and the pesticide breaks open the stomach of insects and kills them. Now, on a larger scale, you'd say, well, over time of uptake into a larger animal, it could do the same thing. And that's what they're noting, a large intestinal disorders. One of the main constituent investors of Monsanto's, and also has one of the largest seed banks in the Arctic, is
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates, yeah. Bill Gates, yes. You know, he's a philanthropist. He's all about eugenics and any kind of Malthusian implementation to lower populations globally. And what they've noted in these toxins is it causes higher infant mortality rates. And
I think we lost Ryan there. We're having a little connection issue. Did we lose Ryan? Ryan, you still with us? I think his connection went out. Well, with that, let's take a quick music break. When we come back, we're going to get Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Here's some more Cosmonique. Let me to
Trying to get the best. Why do you want to limit yourself to one small planet? Why do you want to limit yourself?
Welcome back. You are tuned and listening to Star Sea Energy Radio. And it looks like we lost Ryan, so we got a bad connection. But basically what the story was about was Monsanto destroys your DNA. Put the article up on Star Sea Energy Radio, so check it out. And with that, we're going to jump into some more updates, some more health and wellness updates. Joining us on the show is Dr. Richard Allen Miller, teacher at Harvard, writer for Nexus Magazine, military intelligence, physicist, writer. The list goes on and on. And with that, Dr. Miller, thank you for joining us on the show. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to be with you again, Jonah.
Great. Thanks for coming back on. And so let's jump into, I know there's a lot of subjects we can cover, but one of the main things that you've been working on lately is your workshops where it's living 30 days off the grid, and that's very important to people right now. So what can you tell us about your workshops, how it helps people, and some pointers on living off the grid for 30 days?
Well, basically, there's a lot of different worries in the world, from the coronal mass ejections from the sun, the current magnetic threads that the heliosphere is encountering that seemingly is now causing variations in the outer planets. We just saw a recent article from the Soviet Union or from Russia that talks about the rings of Saturn and the storm on Jupiter changing. Now, really, the workshops are not so much about what's going to happen or when, but more about the need for a lifestyle change. The living off the grid thing, the grid is going to go down this year in most places in North America. It has already gone down in Washington State, and in some places it's down for over a month. This is going to be your electrical is going to go down, the grid. And when it does, how do you get your water? You know, if you don't have a hand pump on your well, you're going to have a serious problem. And when I was in Kailua last summer, just right after Fukushima occurred, it looked like a science fiction movie in the stores. Everything was barren. Basically, that's what a zombie is. It's someone that goes into panic mode and acts like an animal. And the stores in Kailua were barren the day after Fukushima. I mean, everybody panicked. Now, with that said, what I'm doing for Navy intelligence and the Smithsonian is doing these workshops preparing especially older people. If the grid goes out in New York City, for example, and you're eight floors up in a condo, just exactly how are you going to go to the toilet? Little things like that, and basically people need to be prepared and having a game plan that
Absolutely.
If a coronal mass takes out your automobile, it will because of the electromagnetic spikes, especially in the X-band. NASA is on their website saying now to, quote, expect delays in delivery systems. What that means is that the chip that runs your ignition system in an automobile or truck is going to get fried. And while you can replace that, for the moment that it isn't replaced, you're down. What I'm doing is I'm taking, as an example of living off the grid, I have rebuilt and restored a 1976 280Z. It's my hobby. And what I'm doing this year is converting it to runoff alcohol, where I take weeds from my garden and I break it down into alcohol right out of my garden in my backyard. It's a simple Nice. Project. Most all automobiles are easily converted over to alcohol, and the biomass that you normally would compost or, you know, have hauled away can easily be made into alcohol. And stills, you know, just a converting still to make black velvet, whatever, that will only cost $300 to $600 for a still that can convert upwards of 160 gallons a day.
And also one of the concerns and one of the big things that we were just talking about before you came on is like the Monsanto, the GMOs, and one of the things that we had spoken about is wheat. And could you educate the listeners on why wheat is so bad?
Yeah, basically 40 years ago I worked out of anesthesiology and I did most of the primary mind control studies for Navy. I worked at the University of Washington and we were studying things like synthetic telepathy, chip implants. A guy named Delgado was in the lab next to mine before he moved over to Yale. And we were doing drug studies like ketamine, telepathine, and BZ. And I was asked to deliver a technical paper, a two-hour paper on the advancements in mind control. And, of course, I wasn't current, so I had to do some research. And it took me a little bit of while. And what I discovered was unbelievable. We have, you know, a new phenomena like alien abduction, which is called personal stalking, where people feel like they're being invaded with some kind of microwave electronic weapon. And really, that's 40-year-old technology. What I discovered was that Monsanto is the true Antichrist. What they're doing today, after the study has started about 4 years ago. They first started with transgenic soybean as a delivery system for inoculating children on these viruses and things that they now require if you want to go to public school. The outcry for needles and using of hypodermic needles and things like that has disturbed people because of children being damaged by it, that what they do now is they're putting it in your food. And once they discovered they could do that and that kind of gene alteration, they started working with wheat. And what they're doing is not a GMO project at all. It is a DOD, Department of Defense, weapons technology, where they are altering a specific gene in wheat that attracts and turns on a certain bacteria in the gut that you would get from infected from cats. It's a normal bacteria. Most everybody's got it now if you're around cats. And this gene in wheat turns it on. But what this does is it actually controls human behavior. Your gut is considered your lower brain. It's convoluted, looks like a brain, and it has neurotransmitters. And a lot of people do a lot of decision-making from their gut. They call it desires, intuition, and in some cases, appetites. But it really is a more primitive part of a higher system of brains in a holographic system of realities where the lower or primary brain is your gut. And that's where Monsanto is working in trying to modify certain genes that will change the playing field in how these different bacteria in your gut balance. You're basically, the human body can be seen basically as only 10% human, and the rest of it is bacteria and different kinds of bacteria and water transport processes to move them around. And when you start talking about your gut and foods, actually, when I discovered this, I stopped eating wheat. And I'm not talking about gluten now. I'm talking about wheat itself. And really, what happened next for me is I lost 51 pounds. Previous, I was obese. Now I'm not. How does that work? Well, 23% of Oregonians where I live are obese because of their diet. And when you drink soda and or bottled waters where the structure of the water is altered, where it changes your body acidic, this changes the different level ball field of different bacteria vying for position. And now with wheat entering into this, they're able to take control where most people don't even care. I mean, like, for example, if 9/11 didn't happen, if it was a false flag, and there's proof, like just on my website, that it was a false flag. I have a physicist friend of mine that did a calculation on the rate of fall of one of the buildings, and within 3%, it was free fall. Now, the only way that can happen is if it was demolition. And the public knows that the Pentagon wasn't hit by an airplane. It's hit by a missile. Now, if that's so, how come the media isn't reporting it, and how come everybody doesn't care? Primarily, it's because of what you're eating. It is no longer you are what you eat. It is more correctly stated, you are whom you feed.
Wow. Well, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, thank you for coming on the show. That was some excellent updates, and you heard it from Dr. Richard Allen Miller. The wheat, stay away from it. Military weapons project, not cool. And some awesome tips on how to live off the grid for 30 days with transferring your car into alcohol. And get ready, people, because it's coming. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, thank you so much for coming on.
My pleasure.
Awesome. We'll talk to you soon. Talk to you next month and get some more updates from you. And with that, we're going to take a quick break, play some more Cosmonique. When we come back, Alan Steinfeld, New Realities. Here's some more Cosmonique.
Don't you know? An endless universe has more to offer you than that.
Don't you know? Endless universe.
Don't you know? An endless universe has more to offer you than that.
Don't you know?
An endless universe has more to offer you than that.
Okay, welcome back, Star Fam. That was another sample from Cosmonique. And now joining us on the show is none other than Alan Steinfeld, Power Perception, Creating New Realities. New Realities is New York's portal for conscious and holistic activities. And I saw Alan do one of his speeches at Alex Gray's house at COSM. It was amazing. Got some YouTube videos up of it. Check out newrealities.com. And Alan, thank you so much for coming on the show. How are you?
I'm great. And as I said to you, I was listening to your previous guest. And let's talk about what is reality. This has been my work, my investigation. And in a way, nobody really knows. I mean, everything the last guy said, Rick, might be totally true in a certain reality. And in another reality, people listening to that might not believe a word he's saying, you know?
Sure.
And I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying everyone's walking around in their own little world. And what is the ultimate reality? Well, I don't think there is one. You know, I think, yeah, maybe there's bacteria that have been planted in our food that is trying to kill us with the GMOs. And maybe the power of our mind is such that we can overcome anything that may be put in front of us. I think you have to have a powerful mind, and we've been programmed not to. So my work is looking at the programming, looking at the belief system, the worldview. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's everyone's perception is different. So absolutely, I agree with that. And everyone's reality is based upon their perception. So could you educate the listeners a little bit, just because a lot of new listeners, like sort of what this reality is, a holographic matrix?
Yeah, I mean, it is. I'm not sure exactly what that means, what you said. I mean, it could be a holographic matrix on one level, but let's look at it just for what it is, matter-of-factly, my reality is a set of my beliefs and my projection onto the world about those beliefs. Those beliefs come from a conditioning, a programming, an education, and a sort of brainwashing that me and everyone else has been programmed to believe about the world. Until at the point where we start to question our programming and start to see a new reality or a different reality, which is what your show's about and my show's about. So reality is what we think it is, basically. And then we have to constantly be questioning our assumptions and going deeper. It's an ongoing investigation also. I mean, my work is constantly looking at my own assumptions and the assumptions of the world around me to challenge them. And to start every, I mean, we will never arrive at the ultimate reality, but our mission as human beings is to keep evolving towards that, towards the horizon, towards a bigger picture of what we think the world could be. And so it's a matter of, like, fundamentalists, they look out of a very narrow window on the world. Someone more open may see what the fundamentalists see, but see a much bigger picture. And the idea is to keep expanding possibilities of what we can perceive until ultimately we come to a transcendental place where many people have gotten to, with a state of oneness, a state of peace, where, in a sense, you have a feeling about consciousness. But that's a sort of enlightened place, and we are in the process of awakening to that. So right now, I feel most people live in what I call a mental emotional reality. They are ruled by their emotions, by how they feel, by the dramas of their life. And that's just one level of functioning. That's a sort of conditioning that our world is psychological, that everything around us affects us emotionally and mentally. And that's one way of living. But then as we're evolving, I think we're really in a key moment where we're stepping out of an old way, an old paradigm of this mental emotional world into a subtler feeling of, some people would call, spiritual experiences. What did you call it? Hyperdimensional, possibly. What that means is that there's these feelings that have not been concretized into words, the subtleties, the intuitions, empathy, the imagination. These are the awakenings into a new level of consciousness that has not come online in the world that we're living in. So most people say it's nonsense. It doesn't exist, these feelings of empathy or intuition or amazing psychics who really could tap into people's minds. So I know they exist. I've had experiences. I've had my own experiences with that. But the mainstream world has yet to integrate that because they're basing their model of reality out of a psychological mental viewpoint. Does that make sense, what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And that's basically, I mean, you said it earlier about people are controlling their reality and their perception. So meaning like what I said earlier with like being trapped in a matrix, like we control our own reality. So it's just being open to the advancement of your consciousness, of being open to your ego being put down and open to your feelings getting hurt. It's really the ego that is one of the big blockers, correct?
Yeah, the ego wants to have it all together. The ego wants to say, this is my world, this is predictable, this is what I know is real, and there's nothing more solid than the ego's basis of reality, and that's where trauma comes from. When you've been traumatized by maybe seeing an ET or having a personal psychological trauma, suddenly the world is not what you think it is or have believed it is, and that ego starts to shatter. Well, you can have that happen to you, or you could put yourself in situations like meditation or fasting or 3 days of darkness where the fabric of the reality that you've constructed starts to collapse to show you that the ego construction of reality is not real. It's just part of the programming. And so it's better to do it that way than have it done to you. I mean, and we have to constantly be looking at our assumption, our ego assumptions about the world as we constructed it to be. Heraclitus, the ancient Greek, says, expect the unexpected because it's difficult and hard to find. Meaning, our brains start to function along certain patterns of perception. The idea is we have to constantly be shifting those patterns or else we get stuck. And we get stuck into these old frames of reality. You go home from work every day. You do the same thing every morning. And things get solidified into a habitual behavior. And when you're in habitual behavior, the world is very fixed. And in reality, in a higher reality, the world is not fixed. The world is constantly shifting and moving. And we have to be on the lookout for the magic that's all around us. But we won't see it as long as your ego gets fixed to its habitual patterns. So
absolutely. And I know that one of the important things that's happening this year is this transformation of consciousness. And just tell the listeners, for the new listeners, what you interpret will happen this year, 2012, and how humanity will raise its consciousness together.
Well, thanks. I mean, no one really knows for sure. And I've studied it, and I feel there's an intensity, and this is just my feelings, there's an intensity in a sense, the bodily's vibration. There's like an acceleration. There's like a hyperness in our physical reality. So this is what I think is happening, that the Mayans sort of predicted, that we're moving into alignment with the galactic center. And that alignment, some people will say, will be an exact conjunction on December 21st, 2012. December 21st of this year, the Earth, the Sun, and the center of the galaxy will be in a direct connection. Some people say, well, that's happening for the last 50 years. But anyway, the mythology of today is that there's this alignment. And I feel there is this intensity building. And when that happens, I feel and sense and maybe postulate that there's more light or more, like some people call it, the photon belt, that will be emanating from this galactic alignment and activating parts of who we are, parts of our brain. This is just my theory, that have been laying dormant. You know, there's so much of our brains that we have yet to activate because we haven't had a culture that has allowed the freedom of consciousness to let something happen, and we haven't really been in the right cosmic configuration. I mean, there's cosmic weather out there, or galactic weather. I mean, different parts, as the sun rotates around the center of the galaxy, we move into different seasons on the galactic plane. So we're moving into a season of higher light frequency. I think this is what the Mayans have predicted, and that will activate more of our brain to expand perception, to go deeper into who we are, and things like the age of Aquarius, the end of the age of Kali Yuga. People have predicted this time as an upliftment, as a flowering of humanity. It's not the end. It's actually the beginning, a new beginning. I think the end of the old ways of living, the end of war, perhaps. We'll see. I mean, people have been predicting that for a long time. But I think we have a chance to come together as a planet. And if nothing else, 2012 at least tells us that we are a galactic civilization, not just solar. It changes our orientation from one that's based of planets going around the sun to planets and suns going around the center of the galaxy. That becomes a new orientation, just on a practical level. And when we have new orientations in the past, our concept of who we are in relationship to the greater environment changes, which leads the way to new thoughts, new inventions, new possibilities. It always has been. I mean, I think Columbus coming to the West opened up a new way of thinking for the Europeans. It was sort of the beginning of the Renaissance. I think we are also being assisted by beings that live on higher dimensions and come and go throughout our physical reality. I don't know if UFOs are actually physical, but they're there. I've seen them. They dart in and out of our space, and yet they're so elusive. But what's not elusive are the crop circles that have been coming down in England since 1985 and before. But in 1985, they started to recur at more of a frequent rate, and they've been in a developmental stage. So in the 80s, they were very simple. In the 90s, they started to put these circles together. 2000 on, they started to become much more complex geometries. And so I think those are keys from who's ever out there trying to assist in our movement of consciousness on the planet through these sacred geometric symbols that activate more of the brain's capacity to create a larger reality. That's my sort of nutshell there.
Yeah, there you go. And talking about the crop circles, we were just speaking with Colin Andrews last week, who was on the show. And the crop circles are very DNA activating. On if you meditate on the symbols, and they're very activating to a lot of people, very powerful symbols. And what are some ways that you could suggest to new people, newly awakened people, of things to do to try to tap into these energies? Dance, meditation, what would you suggest to people?
Yeah, those are all great. I mean, the biggest thing I think is that we have to understand that we are living in multiple realities at once. And what I mean by that is your imagination, what you sense, what you might get as a hunch or an intuition, that's levels of awareness that we don't want to ignore. So we want to build these psychic aspects of ourselves. We want to practice remote viewing. We want to practice just sit with a friend, look in their eyes, and have them think of a number and see if we can merge our fields to awaken a greater part of our knowingness. You know, this is where we're coming into this expansion of feelings and sensing other possibilities. And it's in the field. Lynn McTaggart's book, The Field, talks about energies, how they interact with each other. And it's very simple. If you didn't know there was an internet around, you wouldn't be aware of this field that you're picking up through your computer. But when you activate your airport and you pick up the internet from around you, you start to see there's a signal. Well, it's the same thing with us. We have to activate the awareness that we can pick up these psychic intuitions. It's not hard. We're actually hardwired to do that, but it takes practice. It takes trusting. If you get a sense, if you hear like an intuition saying go down that street as opposed to this street, well, follow that. Follow your first impulse. Follow what you are being guided to do, in a sense. But that guidance is from you. It's from, were you talking about the gut before? It comes from the awareness that's embedded into us that bypasses our logical mind. You see, part of what I would do is develop our artistic sense. It's the arts, it's our creativity that's going to really be acknowledged in this next level of consciousness. The logical, rational mind has got us this far. And in a lot of ways, it was very good. It built the technology, but it's also almost destroyed the planet. We need to start thinking in other ways. We need to go back to the way the shamans thought, like as a feeling sense, in touch with nature. So there's parts of our own being that are activated. And meditation, just sitting, doing nothing, and watching the mind. Become an observer of your thoughts. And then you realize you're not your thoughts. If you can observe your thoughts, they become like a television, like listening to a television. And part of your mind will watch your mind saying, we got to do this, we got to go here, we got to do this. And another part of you will just sit back and listen to the chatter. The chatter is what's been called the monkey mind. And as the more you listen and become the listener, the less you react to the mind, and the more you gain a greater awareness. So that awareness is an opening into a whole new reality of being. So that's, I would say, sit with yourself and watch the chatter. It's not going to go away. It's just going to have as strong a pull on you, on us.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, yeah, that's the sort of practical way. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Alan.
No, I was just going to say the other way is to really develop our creative talents. You know, that's going to lead us into the next level of consciousness.
Yeah, I was just going to say absolutely, and the creativity is what everyone really should be focusing and doing right now is being in a state of bliss and happiness and getting that creative energy out. And again, your website is newrealities.com. And yeah. Do you have any upcoming workshops or anything else on there, Alan, that you're doing? I know you're doing a lot in New York.
I do a radio show on BBS Radio every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. West Coast time, Pacific Standard Time. I am doing, let's see, what am I doing? I'm interviewing Joe Dispenza, who really talks about this, what I've just been saying in scientific terms. I always have a bunch of events, so if people just tune into newrealities.com, they'll see my latest interviews with people like Deepak Chopra, who's very much, I think, a spokesman for someone who could walk between the worlds of the mainstream and the worlds of spirituality and metaphysics.
Excellent.
The main thing I want to say here, what you just said about creativity, you know, the power of the artist is to see new patterns within the reality that already exists. So it's the patterns of perception, and when we see a new pattern, new feelings are articulated in it, new expressions come online, and things that have been vague before, when the artist or storyteller or music starts to articulate, or Alex Gray's paintings, for instance. I sit and listen to what people say about Alex's work, where he paints the outer light fields, and people say, I've had that experience, but I didn't really know what it was. Well, because Alex is a great artist, he's able to articulate ways of experiencing that people were only vaguely aware of. And by seeing these paintings, more of who we are comes online, and we start to expand out from just our physical being to know that we're greater and larger than what we've been programmed to believe about ourselves.
Excellent. Absolutely. And with that, Alan, thank you so much for coming on the show. And remember to check out newrealities.com to follow some of your updates and stuff. And look forward to having you back sometime later this year, Alan. Thank you so much.
Yeah, remember, expect the unexpected, because it's out there. We just got to let go of our habits, our habitual ways of thinking, and look at some new realities. Thank you, Jonah.
Absolutely. Thank you. And with that, we're going to listen to a little bit more of Cosmonique, and we'll do a quick wrap-up. Enjoy.
An endless universe has more to offer you. And in the universe, I'm gonna go.
Welcome back, Star Fam. You are tuning and listening to Starseed Energy Radio. That was an amazing interview with Alan. Talked about some really, really great and deep stuff. We'll definitely have him on again. And of course, always, Star Fam, check out during the week my Twitter feed, also my Facebook. You can also check out StarseedEnergyRadio.com for the latest updates and articles and stuff on that as well. Also check out my YouTube channel. And again, thank you for all the support out there and all the thousands of views we've been getting on the YouTube videos. It's amazing. It's really getting out there. And just real quickly, just to give you an update on who's coming on. Next week, we have Palace of Peace. We have Kristen Ann from Exploring Sacred Spaces and Michelle Manders from palaceofpeace.net. It's going to be an amazing show. On March 9th, we have Jonathan Talat Phillips coming on, talking about his new book, Electric Jesus. And also the same show, we have Paul Van Ward coming on. He's a cosmologist and independent scholar, vanward.com. And March 16th, we have Steve Bassett coming on the show, exopolitical activist and executive director of the Paradigm Research Group, leading the Disclosure Project Petition 2, the Rockefeller Initiative. And on March 23rd, we have Kent Mesplay, the presidential candidate for the Green Party. That's going to be an awesome show. Make sure you tune in for that one. And on April 6th, another amazing show. We have Nick Begich coming on from Earth Pulse. Check out earthpulse.com. And again, Star Fam, light and love to you all. And again, check out Starseed Energy Radio for continuous updates and anything else that we could send you out. Contact us at Starseed Energy Radio. If you got any topics you want to talk about or anything like that, send us an email. And we'll get it on the airwaves. With that, light and love. See you all next week. Enjoy Cosmonique.
Universe has more to offer you than that. Don't you know it? Endless universe has more to offer you than that. An endless universe.